Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it is, I guess I'll call it Ninko Wednesday. Rob Ninkovich in here at 8:45 this morning as the New England Patriots get ready for the New Orleans Saints this weekend. And we will talk with Ninko about that and about everything NFL and other things coming up on this show a little bit later on this morning. They set it at 7:20 and I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away as the season begins this evening, and we are going to do that at 7:20 as well this morning. Could we open the Window World of Boston weather window for our weather smoke, Chris Curtis, please? Curtis, a little bit of rain out there this morning, but that's okay.
God's crying that the Yankees survived. 68 and cloudy. The high's only going to be 70. We're going to be going down from here. It's rainy, cloudy, but we need the rain. So by 5 or 6 o'clock tonight, the rain should stop. So
okay.
Your evening commute may not be as bad as your morning one. But tomorrow, high of 56.
Oh, boy. Well, it's fall. It was bound to happen.
Bam. So
we had a good run, a bunch of days in the 80s in October, and that's rare. And so we'll deal.
Curtis, you're the meteorologist. Did I see like a weird like freeze warning upcoming or something?
Mm. Well, tomorrow in the valleys, low-lying areas, look out. Dew point's going to be low. It's going to be possibly getting our first frost, but not a hard frost, Greg.
Okay.
The hard frost is what kills all the bugs.
I see.
A soft frost is more like Echelon.
Bring the plants inside? Is that what you would recommend?
The perennials.
Okay. Get them inside.
The ficus.
May I also add, Greg, great haircut.
Oh, thank you.
Those in Twitch.
You have the job.
Talking. Shime. I give you compliments all the time. Let me give one to Greg. People in Twitch noticed immediately,
really?
So I took a gander.
Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Well, wedding ready.
Gotta thank my guy, Nate.
Shout out to your baba.
But yes, wedding ready. And we were talking about retirement at the start of the show with regard to LeBron James. It appears that Len Laird, thinking of unretiring and hosting the show in my absence tomorrow. That's what he told me.
That is real spooky season.
He would put the cleats back on.
Wow. Okay.
I mean, I don't know if you want that or not. It's really up
to you. Can I take the day off, too?
I love Ken.
It's really up to you guys.
That sounds like a Greg idea that you're forcing on Ken.
No, if you'd like, I'll read his text message.
No, Ken and I are in a weird state.
It was Donald Trump-like, his text message to me. What do I have him under in my phone, Chris?
I call him Puff Daddy.
You want to guess?
Puff Daddy.
Do boy.
No, I have him.
Do boy.
I have him under fake take Laird.
Oh, man.
Text from him yesterday, 5:54 p.m.
I love Canada.
I'm debating whether I should host Thursday. Many people are saying I should.
Okay.
By many people, does it mean like in his own house?
There's only two over there and they don't really like him.
I don't know.
Wow.
So, it's up to you guys. If you want the Laird man back for another day.
Works for me.
Yep.
It's up to you guys.
I'll dive into some the leads. Then Shime will have to be on point with his rejoins.
Right.
Shime will really have to be on point.
I'll just play Rush all day.
Right. It'll be Rush.
I can't miss it.
Rush six-pack.
Yeah, don't play Mumford & Sons. Play Rush. Pretty simple.
All right. Well, anyway. Anything else I need to mention? I think I covered all of it that's coming up this morning. Shime, let's get right to leads.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Shime, I know the lead song right there, but I'm stumped on the artist. You have stumped me.
Who is really? That? I grabbed this from Greg's List.
Who is it?
Widespread Panic. Up All Night.
Okay, yeah. I mean, there's over 1,000 songs on my Odyssey channel on Greg's List, so I have to, I just don't remember them all. How can you remember 1,000 songs, Shine?
I mean, I bet if you gave me enough time, I might be able to write down 1,000 songs.
Really?
I mean, I could probably come close, I think.
That's a lot. I mean, off the top of your head.
Being able to remember that many, Shime, and writing them down is different.
I mean, I could rattle off 50 OAR songs. Like, it's not that hard. you know what I mean? Like, it's just, yeah. I don't know. I mean, we've played like 7,000 songs on this program, so.
That is true. That is true. Leads this morning are brought to you by Subaru of New England. Fall in love with a brand new Subaru. Featuring symmetrical all-wheel drive, find yours at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Your lead this morning, Shime.
Thank you, Greg. The Boston Bruins kick off their NHL season tonight. The NHL season got underway last night on opening night with a few games, but the Bruins actually get underway tonight against the Capitals. I'm not expecting. My expectations, I would say, are low for the Boston Bruins overall this season. I want them to be at least a little competitive and a little scrappy. I don't want them to be like the worst team in hockey.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I have zero belief that this team will be anything special, will be anywhere near the top of the league. Like, it just, I don't think they have the talent for it. Again, like, I could get surprised. Jeremy Swayman could be awesome. David Pastrnak could go nuclear. Those are things that could happen. I feel they're unlikely, but they could happen. I just want a competitive hockey season as they continue to build. I want to see what Marco Sturm offers to this team. And I want to see some of the younger guys get plenty of time and start to grow and make sure that you're a capable, really strong, competitive team next year.
Will they be a playoff team, like even if it's an 8 seed or 7
borderline.
Seed? Okay.
I mean, it's a little difficult to get excited when the president of the organization tells you that they're going to have to win games based on defense because they tried to improve the offense, but they couldn't find anybody to improve the offense with. So I mean, it doesn't really get you really excited.
No, that don't get you going.
No, and it's tough because, like, I want to just root for the Bruins and be excited. And, you know, it's crazy that you yearn for the, 2022 and 2023 when this team was freaking awesome in the regular season and then just crapped themselves in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's tough.
So it's the Bruins and the Celtics will kind of basically be the same thing. Hopefully they're scrappy and you maybe sneak into the playoffs.
But, like, at least the Celtics have...
Have what?
Some talent. Like, Jaylen Brown's a really good player.
Yeah.
Peyton Pritchard was the sixth man of the year last year.
But they're
like,
not
Derek White's pretty good.
But your expectations are very similar with the Celtics. Like,
no, but you expect the Celtics to be in the playoffs.
Oh, you don't even expect the Bruins to make the playoffs.
Like I said, borderline. I think at the end of the season they're going to be trying to get in.
Right.
Whereas the Celtics should be like a 5 or 4 seed.
Yeah, I mean, if your intention is going to be to win games 2-1, then, you better have the defense that can do that. You better have Charlie McAvoy healthy for the entire season.
Yep.
You better have guys that can step it up if that's going to be your intention.
Yeah.
And it seems like that's what their plan is.
Well, you paid Swayman $8 million. It's time for him to stand on his head.
And hopefully that Zadorov contract comes through.
Yeah, I mean, Swayman is 10 and a half, was he not?
No, like 8.2 or something.
Yeah, it was 8.25.
Oh, okay, because he was trying to set the market at 10 and a half.
Yeah. They were like, no, we'll give you 8, brother.
Where are you on the dynasty that is the Panthers? And will they repeat down there? Will Brad Marchand and the Panthers win another one?
I mean, they have as good a chance as anybody. Started off the season with a win last night over the Chicago Blackhawks. So, I mean.
Didn't they lose that guy, Bakhov? Is he done for the season? Didn't they lose him to ACL injury?
Oh, they might have. I didn't see that.
Yeah. They lost one of their top players to ACL. I think it was Bakhov. Did I say his name?
Yes, that is how you say his name.
All right, Shime, thank you. Curtis, good morning. For you on the Subaru of New England text line, Yankees fan. wants to know how the elimination dip was. You have not consumed it yet. They stayed alive.
I have it, but let me tell you, it gets better with age. It's like fine wine and texts from Yankee fans that are trying to be celebratory over one win in the divisional round. Congratulations. What a once mighty organization now sucks. So speaking of once mighty organizations that have sucked for a while, the Patriots, they are back. Shaughnessy today in the Boston Globe has a column where he notes, the prudent thing, of course, is to pump the brakes and remind everybody that the 2025 Patriots couldn't beat the awful Raiders in Foxborough, that they committed 5 turnovers and a ridiculous home loss to the Steelers, and that the Lords of Television buried the Patriots in anonymous 1 o'clock Sunday slots for 13 weekends because nobody expected them to be interesting. Well, Shaughnessy notes, it's not so much about the Patriots, but what we've been talking about with the schedule. And the schedule is wide open for this team. They should be 6-2. They've already had the losses to inferior teams where they stepped on their own foot. They have these games ahead of them. This weekend's big. They're only 3.5-point favorites against the awful Saints in New Orleans. That feels like a trap game for a young team coming off a lot of praise after the game against the Bills on Sunday night. But just betting alone, I know this is Shime's side of the street, but right now they are plus 400 to win the division. So if you bet 100, you win 400.
Mm.
I would absolutely put a couple bucks on that. I mean, they're 2-0 in the division. The only games they have remaining are at home against the Dolphins, 2 against the Jets, and the Bills at home. If you say you split with the Bills, you lose that one. You're 5-1 in the division.
Yeah.
I find that the two most difficult division games they've already won, in Miami and in Buffalo, two places they've had a hard time winning of late. And I just watch and see what the rest of the NFL is. You don't have to be an all-time great team. You just have to be the best team that year. And the NFL is down. There's a stat at PFF where they do the quarterback and all the player rankings, and you can have these qualifiers. So 80% of dropbacks is what I use to see, you know, what Drake looks like against Mahomes and everybody else. There's only 16 quarterbacks that have taken 80% or more of their team snaps. Half the league's quarterbacks haven't taken 80% of the snaps, which is unbelievable when you consider how much we protect them. So all of that tells me, barring injury, the Patriots are about to go on a run, and it's not hyperbole to say that they're a playoff team already.
Tomato cans. That's what Shaughnessy would say. That's what you have. You have a bunch of tomato cans ahead of you, and we talked about this yesterday. Your two hottest games left are going to be at home to the Bills and on the road to the Bucks. The Baltimore game, I don't know what that's going to look like because that's towards the end of the season.
But even if it's tough, that's only 3 tough games.
Right. So even if it's tough, that's like Chime said, that's 3 tough games. You'll be on the road in Baltimore.
Well, and we were talking about it yesterday. You believe, I think most everybody does, that AFC is pretty wide open. Right?
Wide open.
I mean, who scares you? I mean,
who's the best team in the AFC?
Buffalo.
We talked about this yesterday.
You think it's Buffalo?
I think it's Buffalo.
I think they have the best player, but there might be some people that would argue on a national scale that maybe it's the Colts.
Okay.
On a national scale.
I would take that argument. Right? I think they have the better running back, but it's close.
They probably have really the better defense.
Their owner is more engaged.
Buffalo has the best player in the AFC. I will give you that, and I won't argue that point. Right?
Better than Patty Mahomes?
I would say
yes.
Yeah,
he's 2-3.
Yeah, he's better than Patrick Mahomes, right? But if I was still picking a guy to build a team.
When is Steinfeld going to write a dong song?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Will Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I think she just acts, buddy. Oh, okay. May, she does sing.
She does sing.
Oh, does she sing?
Yeah, you want me to rejoin with her big hit?
Sure can.
You got it.
I didn't know that. I thought she was great in Sinners. But the thing I would say, Greg.
Actually, be careful playing that because Taylor Swift is listening and she may rip it off.
She's not ripping anything off. And anybody that thinks that Taylor Swift's going to get sued for anything that we talked about yesterday, she's not an idiot.
She ripped off
everything she's doing is above board. I did a lot of research yesterday after the show.
Oh, you did?
Well, I was
full
shook
panic research.
For one.
Greg, did you see her new song coming out today?
No.
Macarena?
Yes. Ripped off that poor Mexican artist.
I know. She didn't rip him off.
Yeah. Luis Miguel.
Yeah. Poor guy who's trying to make a living.
It's a similar chorus.
Dude's probably sitting there in some hovel somewhere trying to pay for his next meal.
Yeah, and trying to get studio time.
You know what I learned?
He can't even book any studio time. Right. He doesn't have any money. And Taylor Swift is like, nobody will notice if I steal his work.
You know what I learned? Credit to Taylor. We brought up George Michaels, that he has credit on Father Figure.
Yeah.
And apparently he didn't own his masters. He could never get his masters back. So she credited him for this song so that he, post-mortem.
Gets the credit post-mortem? Yep. He doesn't care. He's been dead for years.
I think his family probably thinks that's a very nice thing that she did.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe they do.
Yes. I think that was very classy.
I have no idea.
Very classy.
I have no idea.
We know George has been gone for a while, but here you go.
I think it's very nice.
But no, I would say that the Bills have the best player in the AFC, but I think there would be people that could argue that the Colts might be the best team. So that's why I say when I look at it, and Curtis just brought up that point, you're right.
Are the Ravens done?
It's going to be difficult. They have a lot of injuries on defense. So even if you get Lamar Jackson to come back in a couple of weeks, your defense is still going to be struggling.
Right? But Vegas still has them. They are 15-1 to win the Super Bowl, and they're the favorite to win the division still.
Right. That's because of the Lamar effect, you know? Lamar was playing good before he got hurt. He had 10 touchdowns to one interception.
Some say he could return for next week.
Right.
And then they've got a bye week. So it's either next week or they're saying the week
after the
bye.
But their defense is just like really, really banged up. So I don't know if they're going to scare anybody. Could they, scrap it together and maybe win that division? Yeah, and get to the postseason. But Lamar's still got to prove it in the postseason.
Okay, Curtis, thank you.
Yep.
This is JT. JT, hello.
You are shorthanded for whatever reason.
There he goes.
Who are people conversating with when they call a radio station?
Well, imagine if you were waiting in line for the drive-thru at like Dunkin'.
Yeah, that wasn't the drive-thru.
I know, but I'm just saying things pop up.
Okay.
People walk up to your car. All of a sudden, you're like, hey, hello.
People walk up to your car.
Yeah, maybe he's parked.
6:40, 20 minutes before 7.
Maybe he's parked before his shift.
See how I got a time check in there?
Well done. Good job, Gresh.
Ken won't be able to do that tomorrow. No time checks. So somebody walks up to him while he's hanging around waiting for Home Depot to open up.
Or like he's at his job and, waiting to go in. His coworker comes up. Hey, hello. Call back.
He wanted to know what the issue was between Ken and Curtis, which you alluded to. You want to, should we tease that?
Sure. There's big issues.
Beef-splaining with Wiggy?
I don't know this one.
All right. We will be back with more leads next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.